This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, a lot going on in the news. And I'll talk about it later on. I'm not going to hit it now, but, you know, Pelosi really just can't. She's almost as bad as Joe, don't you think? Can't keep herself out of trouble. Can't keep her, her foot out of it. And Let me play for you. Let me have some fun with you, okay? But let me play for you a clip of her speaking with what's his name? Wolf Blitzer, and she can't seem to pull it together, right? And every, did you ever notice that everything, if they don't get exactly what they want, how they want it, everything somehow now becomes an issue that even people that are a devout Democrats, all of a sudden they're bad people. Have any of you caught that yet? Is that the right one? Yeah, that's the right one. Hold on. You got to catch this. This is great.
Of a pandemic, that the symptoms of a problem that the president refuses to address.
But you know,
and that is, and that is the coronavirus.
We know
that is the coronavirus.
The problem out there, but there are millions of Americans who have lost their jobs. They can't pay the rent. Their kids need the food.
That's right, and that's what we're trying to get done.
$1.8 trillion, and the president just tweeted, "Stimulus, go big or go home." He wants even more right now. So why not work out a deal with him? And don't let the perfect, as they say here in Washington, be the enemy of the good.
Well, I will not let the wrong be the enemy of the right.
What's wrong with $1.8 trillion?
What is she saying?
You know what? Do you have any idea what the difference is between the spending that they have in their bill and that we have in our bill? Do you realize that they have come back and said all these things for child tax credits and earned income tax credits or helping people who have lost their jobs are eliminated in their bill? Do you realize they pay no respect to the fact that child care is very important for people whose children cannot go to school because they're doing remote learning, and yet they minimize?
How are they paying no respect for that? The president is giving money, and there's money in the bill for public education, okay? And what she's not telling you, you know, $1.8 trillion, a lot of money, $1.8 trillion. What she's not telling you is all the money that her states like California New York and others that have just totally blown it when it comes to the economy, totally blown it when it comes to their budget. I mean, we talked about this the other night. $180,000 are what the poop scoopers in San Francisco are making. I ain't talking about machines. I'm talking about people. No. Not paying for the failed budgets. Not paying for the failed retirement accounts. Not paying for any of that in those states. Yeah, take a listen. She got a lot more to say.
The need for child care, which is the threshold with which people, mothers and fathers, can go to work if they have that. Do you have any idea of how
woefully
short their concern?
That's why it's so important right now. Yesterday I spoke to Andrew Yang, who says the same thing. It's not everything you want,
but, you know,
but there's a lot there.
Honest to God, you really, I can't get over it, because Andrew Yang, he's lovely. Ro Khanna, he's lovely. They are not negotiating this situation. They have no idea of the particulars. They have no idea of what the language is here. I didn't come over here to have, so you're the apologist for the Obama, excuse me, God forbid.
Madam Speaker, I'm not an apologist.
Obama.
I'm asking you serious questions, because so many people are in desperate need right now. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
When was the last time?
Let me respond to you.
Let me ask you, when was the last time, Madam Speaker, when was the last time you spoke with the president?
President who? President Obama? President Bush? Remember, she can't get them right. She gets them all confused all the time. But think about what's being said here. Okay, she's calling Wolf Blitzer? Of all people, she's calling him a surrogate? Are we serious? Is she serious? Now, give me a break. These people truly are out of control. More than you know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look. Jerry Nadler. Right? Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Schumer. Now, Chuck, I mean, I'd agree with, but he still seems to be, sharpened on his game. And a few others, they need to retire. They need to go be with their grandchildren. I mean, seriously, this is getting so old, and it's power. It's all about power. Now, if somebody listening here says we've got Republicans like that that are that far gone, just let me know. I'm more than happy to talk about them. Right? They talk about... Like she was, talking about Trump as being inappropriate. I love this. I love this conversation, I got to tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe's on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. But let me just bring him on because I got a lot to talk to him about tonight. And I want to welcome Brad Dacus to the show. He's on with us every week, and I do appreciate the time that he spends with us, the knowledge he brings to the show. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and they are protecting your religious rights all across the country. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure.
You know, last night, let's just jump into it for a moment. Last night, I had Pastor Jerry Cook on the show with me. He was the pastor in whose church in North Los Angeles County was somewhat attacked for having a ballot box. Not one that he went out and got stuck in front of the church or anything, but it was actually California Republican Party. asked them if they could put it out front, you know, just to collect ballots. It's nothing. It's not new. Churches have been collecting ballots or helping people fill in ballots and you know, doing that kind of thing for years. But this one in particular had some markings on it that the state felt were misleading. And why don't you tell us more about it? And truly, when you look at this, was it illegal? All right, now I don't know if you know or don't know, but was it illegal? And the way they came down to him was just amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, Pastor Jerry Cook is a wonderful man. He has a wonderful reputation in his community. His church is very loving. They serve the community. And so those in the media who didn't know Pastor Jerry and his church, who just decided to come out swinging with allegations and saying, well, they must have been sifting through the ballots and he's probably doing this and that and da-da-da. They had nothing to back it up with. And it was just, you know, CBS, NBC, I think maybe ABC or one of them did a fair job. But it was just a shooting, a rabid shooting match with no credibility. The truth is, what happened is the Republican Party, the GOP, asked him, said, hey, can we put a ballot box, drop box here on your, at your church? He said, fine. Did he have the keys? No. He didn't want the keys. He says, no, you keep the keys to the box. That's fine. It's your, you know, you take care of it, and I trust you guys will, you know, deposit them appropriately. So, and so he and his church have not been monitoring the ballots, don't have access to the ballots. The only and they have every right, by the way, to have places where people can collect their ballots and ballot gathering or harvesting. The Democrats in the legislature, Joe, I mean, as you know, they passed a law. They made that legal to do ballot gathering, ballot harvesting. That's their baby. So the only possible complaint they can really ever have is the fact that the box on is that instead of just saying ballot drop-off for Lancaster Baptist, you know, instead it said official drop-off,
yep.
Ballot drop-off. And so the word official, well, what does official mean? Does that mean it's, you know, under the government? Is that, so, you know, we're recommending the GOP and other entities who put ballot, you know, gathering boxes in baskets or whatever they're gathering. Don't put official in front of the label. But as far as there being anything questionable or unethical, absolutely not. This is a church, a pastor who's doing the right thing by encouraging his members and the people in his community to vote and to make it easily accessible for them to have a place that they can count on and know that their ballot will be protected and placed in the proper place on or before Election Day.
It shows you the level of you know, misinformation that current journalists want to put out there. Again, them running after him, attacking him. One of the BLM people was out there, you know, just being stupid. I'm sorry. Spewing more misinformation. You know, here's a white guy trying to think, like, stop. Just stop. You know, they don't realize that they've gotten to the
BLM.
Paper. What's that?
There was a BLM guy out there, activist.
A BLM woman on the news out there talking to the news people, the whole nine yards. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. But it's not surprising because the BLM and their whole organization of, you know, they're Marxists, they're atheists, they're, you know, they're the antithesis to anything that I think is good for America. They want a total socialism redistribution of wealth. They're against the traditional family and traditional marriage on their website. These are things I got straight from their website, by the way. And so they're the enemy of everything that church stands for. So I can see why, you know, evil hates good. And I can see, I'm not surprised why those affiliated with the BLM organization and all that they are up to would be against a church trying to encourage people to vote. They're very, very hostile. Their organization has actually torn down one statue of Jesus, mm-hmm. one of Abraham Lincoln, and you know, So
they've done absolutely nothing for the black community. So.
Oh, no, no. They brought death and destruction to the black community.
Oh, yeah.
They've destroyed the economies of those the inner cities, completely destroyed jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're against school choice for the inner city black community. They don't want that. They want them subservient to the government, inferior schools. They're not for anything that's good, and they facilitated more murders over the last 3 months than all the black lynchings in the South combined since the Civil War.
Wow,
that's what they've done. The blood is on their hands. Their organization is the exact opposite of what they say. So I may have gone a little bit of a tangent here on BLM, but people need to understand how evil, absolutely evil, the organization is in terms of what they intend, what their goals are, and what they've done, actually done, to the black community. They've done more to further racism and racial fears and stereotypes by what they precipitated in the violence instead of following Martin Luther King Jr. in his model approach of truth, you know, peacefully being displayed and winning. They're about destruction, death, hate, and tearing down America. And it's a real shame. And so I'm not surprised to see that they are a part of those opposing this wonderful Baptist church.
Well, we're going to talk about this a little later, but, you know, look again what they're doing at the SCOTUS hearings today. I mean, seriously, you see the evil, you see the nastiness of these people. But here's a court case. I don't know if you know anything about this. I just heard about this tonight. But apparently either the Supreme Court refused to hear, or a lower court threw out a case, a lawsuit that was filed by this is just rich, 200 congresspeople who say the president is illegally profiting from being president, all right? And I thought about this for a minute. At first I'm going, oh, what a crazy lawsuit. And I was thinking, wait a minute. If that's a basis for a lawsuit, we could probably prosecute two-thirds of Congress, couldn't we? Because they've gotten rich off of being in Congress. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, will talk about that more on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. He'll be with us after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Senate confirmation hearings always bring up the most intelligent questions.
Senator Hirono of Hawaii to nominate Judge Amy Barrett.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
Senators in today's hearing were questioning Judge Barrett's stance on Roe versus Wade. The answer was pretty much the same.
So I think, you know, what the Casey standard is, and it's a contentious issue, which is, I know, one reason why it would be comforting to you to have an answer. But I can't express views on cases or pre-commit to approaching a case any particular way.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Let me just bring him back on. We've got to get through some of these stories. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. Why don't you tell people about PJI and how they can get involved and how they can help?
Well, you bet. It's real easy. They can just go to our website, pji.org, pji.org, and then they can sign up to get our weekly newsletter talking about our many cases. We have 52 cases in active litigation, as well as inside information on what's actually taking place in our nation. And we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We have cases of, you know, going to the Supreme Court. We have cases at the local level all across the country. We do all our work without charge, Joe, as you well know, and it's because the people who support our work. And if they want to support our work on a one-time or a monthly basis, we greatly appreciate that. We're a nonprofit, tax-exempt, 501c3, so every donation is tax-deductible, and they can get that and our other resources at pji.org. It's we very much appreciate it. We're doing a lot right now, and we're actually prepping up all our hundreds of affiliate attorneys across the country. We're just encouraging them to become poll watchers and really step up against a lot of fraud that we're expecting to be attempted like never before coming November 3rd. And that's just one of the things that I'm personally working on.
I thought it was rich that these people were complaining about these boxes out in front of a church, okay, of all places. So they're complaining about that, and yet here in Los Angeles County, we have boxes that are in deserted areas, right? I mean, we've got one in a park that isn't overseen by police anymore. Anybody, you know, I mean, heck, if this was back east, that box would have been full 20 minutes after it went up. There's nobody there watching it. It's just asinine, don't you think?
Well, it is. And so if someone assessed that box was in an area that was likely going to have boats going in the opposite direction that they would want, then they could pour stuff into the box that would totally ruin the ballots, make them non-legible, viewable, and they could somehow steal the ballots or steal the box. I mean, yeah, it's most unfortunate to see that, and that's why I think ballot gathering at churches, Joe, really makes sense, because I trust my church to take that ballot to the proper place, the polling place, or the proper place that's going to be picked up, more than I would a postman, more than I would even a box, an official box that's out in the middle of nowhere. Hats off to more than 300 churches that have worked with Pacific Justice and pledged to do voter registration Sundays, this Sunday and the next Sunday, and also are pledging to do voter ballot gathering Sundays as well.
Of a lot of these churches you've spoken with, what's their major concern when they say no or don't really want to engage?
Some of them are ignorant, that they don't know what they can do. But even after they're explained, sometimes they say, well, no, we don't want to do anything. And I think part of it is because their focus is on pleasing people, and they're pleasers of men rather than pleasers of God, to be point blank. So they think, well, there's someone in our church that they may be offended by the fact that we're encouraging people to vote, or they may think this is too political, that we're just simply encouraging people to vote or voter registration, even though it's nonpartisan, even though it's not pushing any candidate or proposition. So we don't want to offend anyone. So rather than encourage their congregation to be good citizens, as Romans chapter 13 commands us to be, and rather than compelling us to manifest the love that we say we have because of our faith and actually caring for people and voting is a statement that you care, we're just going to be silent and complacent. And that complacency, Joe, is what's costing so many churches in blue states like California to be shut down, literally. And so churches that don't get this now, I don't know whether it takes a firing squad, but that'd be a little late. But, I mean, churches being wrongfully and grotesquely discriminated against in the shutdown process, that is the biggest wake-up call for state hostility and bigotry against institutions of faith that I've ever seen in states like California. So hopefully, the good news is that we have seen churches rise up like never before. Like I say, it looks like over 300 have made that commitment for the first time to do voter registration Sundays. And those are in 8 key congressional districts. And we're working with churches even as we speak for more of them to sign up to do the same. And we're hoping that we're going to see people of faith have their voice heard. And then however the outcome is, so let the chips fall. But I want to see people with faith have their voice heard this election more than ever.
This I think it was last weekend in Tennessee. I don't know if you heard about this or saw about this, but 10,000 worshipers showed up to sing on the courthouse steps of downtown Nashville. And, you know, apparently they didn't have enough buses to drag them all away. But I thought it was interesting. You know, if we saw this start happening in major cities across the country, if you really saw, I mean, can you imagine Los Angeles with 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people coming out to worship all in one shot? Same thing. Well, I don't know if you could find that many in San Francisco, but whatever. If you had them come out to these major cities, you'd have some, seriously, what are you going to arrest them for? Having a peaceful protest? Should they burn something? Maybe they should burn something down. I don't know. Maybe that might help them stay out of jail or something. It's crazy.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Go ahead. Oh, no, you go ahead. Finish your thought.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you just asked the question, what does it take? You know, what else is needed, I think, for people to understand the travesty and the challenge to their basic freedoms and liberties that we're experiencing today, and then to respond to that by voting, and to speak up. And it is encouraging to see that there are more and more people speaking up and saying, enough is enough. It's one thing to shut everyone down for a week or two. It's another thing to allow just about everyone else to open up. But to be the last person on the bus, and the reason you're last on the bus is because you're a church.
You're still a bigger optimist than I am, my friend, because, you know, I'm looking at this stuff and I watch people. We saw it happen in a couple of places where pastors and others were being let off in handcuffs we should be, you know, we should be out there. There should be 10 times the amount of bail money we need to get these people out of jail. We should be coming to their aid. And not only that, you know, again, we should be the force to reckon with, not BLM, not Antifa.
Right.
I mean, we should be the ones out there. And not causing trouble, but protecting ourselves from having our rights taken away. But that's, you know, that's just a crazy guy behind the mic. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, also, you know, BLM and Antifa, you know, their goal is to use violence. They'll slit throats. They'll shoot and kill anyone, whoever, whatever it takes to further their power and to tear down government. That's who they are. They remind me a lot like the historically the Bolsheviks and how they operated, how they came into power in Russia. And other examples like that. But people of faith, we like to play by the rules. We respect government. We want, but that doesn't mean we can't have our voices heard on election day, but also even before election day.
Yep.
And being able to have meetings and things in the park. I was up in Sacramento just a few days ago with we had a worship protest, if you will. On the state capitol, it was a lot of praying. And
I heard about that.
Yeah, and it went very well, and the law enforcement didn't arrest me, didn't arrest anyone. And but it's you know, it's important though for us to understand, if we don't use our freedoms and liberties, we will lose our freedoms and liberties. It's that simple. So now is the time for people to say, okay, I'm going to exercise my rights, and if they haul me away, at least I know there's someone out there who's going to protect me, Pacific Justice Institute, without charge.
Right. All right, let's move on to the biggie of the day, which I've been enjoying because, you know, their true colors are coming forward. We're watching the Democrats try to skewer Amy Barrett, and I love you know, she's holding herself. She's holding her poise. She's answering their questions, but not the way they want her to answer. But it seems that my understanding at this point, after watching this, is the only thing the Supreme Court deals with is Roe versus Wade. Abortion seems to be the only issue they deal with.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to wait to answer that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad in just a little bit.
Health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Thought of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, doing something more than just drooling all over yourself. That's what I want you to do. Look, next hour you want to hang out because we're going to talk about whether or not, even if the vax comes forward, should you be vaxxed? Should you be vaccinated? And I got to tell you something. I'm one of those guys that hangs and waits. I am not in a rush by any stretch of the imagination to get this done. But we're going to have a couple of experts on where we stand in these vaccinations and what they really do and how vaccinations are really even checked. And just because this one's come along pretty fast, I don't know what would make you think it's any less dangerous than ones we've had out there for 4 and 5 and 10 and 12 and 20 years. You're finding out some of those are really bad for you as well, or have we found out that are bad for you now. I'm not telling you not to take any, but to really, really, really be worried about it, you know, 4 months, 5, 6 months worth of testing, well, doesn't always work. And we've seen what's happened with the long-term stuff. Anyway, let me just bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, protecting your rights all across the country. Seriously, Brad, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing well. Thank you, Joe.
All right. So, you know, it's always amazing to me. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, she is being, I want to say verbally assaulted in some cases. You know, Harris, when she did the interview or the questioning, it was a campaign speech. It had nothing at all to do with Amy, really. And then she went off on how, you know, women's rights, women's reproductive rights, and she wouldn't be doing Ginsburg any, you know, giving her any glory or what have you. I'm thinking to myself, really, is that all the Supreme Court? They only rule on two things, apparently. Women's reproductive health and the ACA. That's the only two things they deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's it is pretty. It is pretty. You know, typical and outrageous. You know, when we see this kind of you know, activity and posturing, it's very concerning.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, she's apparently not Italian, because she handled all that with real patience. You know, at some point in time, now I heard her a couple times say, well, as I said to the other senator, all right, I would have been, you have Alzheimer's? Are you not taking notes? Because I've already answered that question four times, so if you want to waste your time asking me the question again, I'm more than happy to answer it again.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really sort of insulting to the senator, because the bottom line is they're focused so much on their question and putting their notes together and their question that they're not paying attention to the other questions and the answers. So, like, their whole goal is just for their own posturing and grandstanding, and that's what comes to the surface when they ask the question that's already been asked. They're not even really paying attention. They're not really interested in getting information. They're just, you know, reading their little script, you know, for the camera, and that's what they're focusing on. So I just think she is, her track record is fantastic, her reputation, her credibility. You know, the American Bar Association is saying she's not disqualified. She's well qualified, or very qualified.
Yep.
And that's a very, very liberal organization. So I think that that in the long, the big picture, she's going to be approved, and I think that the Democrats, who are making utter fools of themselves and just showing how cold and their character, you know, how short-sighted they are, and how their character is not about respecting their office or respecting the United States. It's about doing whatever they can desperately politically at the expense of the process of selecting a justice to the United States Supreme Court. And it's very telling. Kamala Harris, when she popped off, she gave this political speech. I mean, having nothing to do with the justice, with Amy Coney Barrett and her questioning process. It was terrible grand posturing. And
Klobuchar and the rest of them. You know, it's funny, because the questions kept coming around the fact that, you know, every judge has a political agenda. Every judge has a political leaning, yada, yada. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? No. Only the left-leaning judges really have a hardcore political leaning. Only the left-leaning judges want to twist and pull and tug at the Constitution to try to somehow figure out a way, you know, to push their agenda, what they believe to be truth. When in reality, they should be looking at what the Constitution says, what the truth of the Constitution is, and how to apply it to their ruling.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a real good observation. The liberal judges are ones who do not respect the Constitution. What are looked at as conservative judges really are conservative. They just respect the Constitution. What's the original intent of the Constitution, that language? What was it intended to mean and to say? Okay, whatever that is, that's what we're interpreting. That's what we're applying. And we'll leave it up to the people to amend the Constitution if they want to change it. There isn't one single, what I would call, conservative judicial activist, if you will, on the Supreme Court. You don't have any on the right side who are activists. You have left side activists, and then you have those who respect the Constitution. And frankly, even though I'm a conservative and I'd like to see some things done real quickly if I could, more importantly, I want justices that are not activist judges that are going to respect the Constitution. And Amy Coney Barrett is exactly that kind of justice. I think the American people are seeing that. And the more the Democrats continue on with their tirades and wacky, way out assertions that somehow she's going to affect insurance, health insurance. I think it's only discredits them more. It frustrates the American people, and I hope it shows up at the polls, at least in some of these states where these senators are carrying out with these diatribes.
Yeah, and it's interesting that only the liberal judges have ever said the Constitution doesn't work for today. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She felt like it needed to be done away with because all it really did was get in the way. I thought that was it was an interesting comment, and nobody came out and disagreed with it, not on the left anyhow.
Right.
So, you know, where their mind is at, and that, I'm sorry, that's really extremely scary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The one thing I will say about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is that she was very sincere. She had
Sincerely wrong, but very sincere. Go ahead.
Very sincere, very true to her creed, her agenda, her philosophy about the Constitution being a document you can change and it's breathing and you can just make it whatever you want based on the politics of the day, kind of a philosophy. She was very sincere and that's about all I can say there. But I really want a judge who's not just sincere about them thinking that their position is right. I want a justice like Amy Coney Barrett who looks and says, what does the Constitution say? What was it intended to say? What does this language actually mean? That's what I'm deciding on, whether I like it or not, whether it fits my personal beliefs or agenda. That's what I'm leaning for. And by doing that, the Constitution will have greater strength, and what's in the Constitution will have greater strength, like the First Amendment's free exercise of religion, mm-hmm. Protection of religious freedom and free speech, and the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Those articles and the Bill of Rights will shine all the brighter when you have a justice that respects the Constitution. So if people want freedom, they want liberty, they want our constitutional rights protected, Amy Coney Barrett is exactly the person that you want sitting on the Supreme Court.
Well, according to the Dems, there's an overwhelming amount of Americans that are really concerned that if Amy gets on the bench, sick people are going to die. They're not going to have health care coverage. Women are going to lose their rights to, reproductive health. I'm thinking to myself, wow, God, this is like, people will be jumping off of buildings in New York City. Oh, it's all over. I mean, talk about fear-mongering people. They've got the market cornered on this, don't they?
They do, and they should really look at the polls because I know one poll, was taken recently. It said 32% believe that the Supreme only 32% believe that the Supreme Court is leaning to the right. The majority believe it's either leaning to the left or balanced or moderate, and a balanced Supreme Court. So, this is a false scare tactic. Once again, when you have people who respect the Constitution, we don't have anything to worry about.
But you know what? This is fun because, here we have conservative judges, Roberts and Roberts and Kavanaugh and what have you. And in the last year, the conservatives have come against them saying, what the heck? What was that? What was that all about? How did you rule that way? I thought you were conservative.
Right.
And yet, on the left, you never hear that. They never cross over. They keep those left ideologies. You got about 30 seconds to respond.
Well, you're right. And I will give recognition to Breyer and Kavanaugh, there have been some crossover for religious freedom, but you're right. As a general rule, the conservatives are the ones that surprise, the reason they grew up with surprise because once again their interpretation of the Constitution. Even if I don't agree with them when Neil Gorsuch breaks over or Kavanaugh breaks over to the other side, I know they're being very sincere in their application.
Yep.
And perceived perception of the Constitution. That's all we can expect. That's all we should want.
All right. Brad Dake is founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. PJI.org. If you do nothing else, go check them out because you guys always complain. How do we get in this position? You need guys like Brad protecting you. We'll be back in the next hour. We're going to talk about vaccination. Should you take the first round? Should you take any, actually? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.